Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We got an awesome show for you guys today. A lot going on right now in the world of sports. Me and Sean off air, we're talking about Thursday. What a great day that is. We got opening day. We got Sweet 16. We're going to talk some baseball. We're going to talk some March Madness. We're also going to talk some golf. It's a teed up Tuesday. We'll give you some picks on the PGA Tour. We have Andy Koska joining me in moments. We also got Lucy Burge joining me in the middle of the show. We got a brand new show here on the BetQL Network, so we will get into that. Then we'll wrap it up with our best bets for today. As always, any best bets, questions, comments that you guys have for us, let us know. Go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube/Odyssey Sports, or you go to Twitter and Instagram at the BetQL app. Let's get this thing rolling. Glasses in session. We're going to start by going to the Glasser guest line and checking in with Andy Koska, who joins me. You can follow him on X at AF Koska. Covers the Orioles for Baltimore Banner. Also, one of Richard Montgomery's very finest. It's great to see Andy here on the show. Andy, let's start with the team that you cover, man. There's a lot of excitement around the Baltimore Orioles this year. I want to start kind of with, I think is a surprise to many people, that Jackson Holliday didn't make the opening day roster. He's probably going to be on the team here pretty soon. What can you tell us about maybe when you think to expect Jackson? Because from a betting perspective, he does have the third best odds right now to win Rookie of the Year in the American League.
Yeah, I mean, it was a surprise to me that he didn't make the opening day roster. Did everything he needed to this spring. You know, great average, hit for power too, which is a good thing for him. Didn't show all that much power, you know, as a first year professional last year after being picked 1-1 in 2022. Figure by May, he has a chance to come up. You know, he can, if he did exactly what he did last year and just rake in the minors, he's going to kind of force the Orioles' hand. And probably May, you know, maybe a little bit after that, but before the midseason mark, he should be with the ball club in Baltimore. And expect him. I mean, you probably struggle a little bit when you first come up. Most guys did it. Gunnar Henderson did it. Adley Rutschman did it. So it would be a little bit of a learning curve, but hey, he's supposed to, you know, he's going to be real good.
Yeah, he certainly will be. Can't wait to watch him. So that's some of the hitters that we're looking forward to on the Orioles. As for the pitching staff, Andy, there was obviously a lot of excitement in the offseason. Trade for Corbin Burns. We thought the O's were going to have this 1-2-3 punch, Burns, Bradish, and Rodriguez. We figure out Bradish has that injury, and now we don't know what to expect. What can you kind of tell us about maybe what you're thinking? Do we see Bradish this season? Is it going to be in August? What are the Orioles, you know, kind of telling you guys right now?
Yeah, number one, it's always tough to really know an exact timeline when you have a UCL sprain of any type. It's obviously not a full tear, otherwise he would not be pitching at all right now. It is the best guess from general manager Mike Elias, and we talked to him very recently, was that Kyle Bradish will pitch this year, and he even said first half of the season. So before the All-Star game, Kyle Bradish could be making his return to the O's, which is that's a very, very much sooner than I initially thought when I found out he had a UCL sprain. You know, I kind of, as most people do, you figure worst case scenario, Tommy John surgery, but here he is. He could be pitching very soon. He's been off the mound a couple of times here at the end of spring training, throwing mostly fastballs, a little bit of spin in there as well. So yeah, he should be back, and you know, the top of that rotation with Corbin Burnes, I mean, that did a lot to cover for the injury for Bradish. And if Bradish comes back and it looks anything like he did last year, this midseason Orioles rotation could be really good.
Yeah, I mean, look, this team, I mean, they won 101 games last year. They had Burnes. Holiday's going to be up there next year. They do lose Felix Bautista, though, and we both know that's going to be a huge injury to the back end of that bullpen. That AL East division, top to bottom, is the very best in Major League Baseball. So what do you kind of expect from the O's this season, Andy? The Yankees are favored to win the East, but do you think the O's, can they go back-to-back and win that division?
I do think they can go back-to-back. I know why the Yankees have the, you know, perhaps upper hand by, you know, for analysts right now. You look, anytime you add Juan Soto to your lineup, it's a good thing. And then they do have a good pitching staff as well. You know, we'll see what happens with Gerrit Cole, what his injury situation looks like. But I think the O's have all the pieces together, plus you add Craig Kimbrel to hopefully cover for the loss of Felix Bautista. Won't be at the same level. Naturally, Felix was an all-star last year, was one of the best closers in baseball. But you figure that, hey, you still add a veteran back-end reliever. Corbin Burnes is a big addition. Then you have a full year of Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman. You have, you know, Mountcastle should, you know, be another force at first base. You know, you have to like a lot about what this O's team does and what they have. And if they get lucky injury wise and don't lose any big players, they could definitely go back to back in this division.
We're talking with Andy Costa, covers the Orioles for the Baltimore Banner. So, Andy, last year the O's were the big surprise in the MLB. When you look at the landscape of Major League Baseball this year, if there was a team that you think could be this season's Orioles, who do you think that team could be?
Yeah, I'll give you two. National League, I'll start with National League. San Francisco Giants, I think people put in the Dodgers understandably have the star power in that NL West division and probably the front runners to make the division out there, or to win the division out there. But I think the Giants, I mean, they really splashed in spring training with Blake Snell and Matt Chapman, and it's a pretty good lineup, and they could surprise and battle with the Dodgers, maybe not win the division, but would probably make the postseason and be, you know, far ahead of where they were at the beginning of spring training when they didn't have Blake Snell and Matt Chapman in that locker room. Then you look at the AL West. Seattle Mariners could be an interesting team to watch. They had a lot of roster turnover this offseason. They decided to overhaul the lineup a little bit, get rid of as many strikeouts as they did last year. Maybe that can lead to a better offense on the board. Their pitching staff is still pretty good. They have a lot of young guys in that pitching staff, and then you have Julio Rodriguez on top, and you have to love what Julio Rodriguez brings, MVP candidate, and you know, should be an interesting team to watch out in Seattle.
No doubt. All right, Andy, let's get some predictions from you. American League, National League, who do you think win the AL and NL pennant this year?
Oh, it's so tough. I still think the Houston Astros win that pennant. It's not a super hot take or anything, but they kept most of the team together. They added Josh Hader. Just thinking of the back end of that bullpen, you have Ryan Pressly, Brian Abreu, and now Josh Hader. And that is a crazy back end of a bullpen. And I just think when you reach the postseason, having three lockdown relievers like that can really do a world of good for a baseball team. So that is my less than super underdog pick to win the AL. And then the NL, same thing. The Atlanta Braves, that lineup is stacked, and you have Spencer Strider at the top of it. You got to like what the Braves have. And so, yeah, my World Series matchup will be Astros-Braves. And I don't know if you want me to pick a team, but I'd probably go with the Braves.
Yeah. Andy, we got the same World Series, and we got the same winner. I'm sure a lot of people do. So we'll see how the season plays out. That's the beauty of baseball. It kicks off on Thursday with opening day, the Orioles taking on the Angels. Andy, great catching up with you, man. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, man.
All right, Andy Costa, you can follow him on X at AAF Costa. He covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. Let's talk some more baseball futures. Annie just broke it down beautifully. Obviously, that AL East is going to be an absolute monster. You have the Astros, who are favored in the American League, though. They are plus 360. Yankees are plus 400. The Rangers plus 650. The O's are plus 550. Then you have Seattle plus 900 and the Blue Jays at plus 950. I agree with Andy. I think the Astros are the team to beat. He mentioned the back end of that bullpen with Abreu, Presley, and Josh Hader, but even their starting rotation. They make the trade for Justin Verlander at the middle of last season. He's going to be there with the team now. He's obviously not going to give you 30 starts like he did when he was in his prime with Detroit, but you're still going to get a solid 10, 12, 15 starts from Verlander, and then you hope that he's healthy and ready to go, and he starts every game one for you in the postseason. You still got Framber Valdez there who can win a Cy Young. Christian Javier, Lance McCullers is back and he's healthy. Their starting rotation, back end of their bullpen, really strong. And then those core guys that they got in their lineup, the Altuves, the Bregmans, the Tuckers, the Alvarez, those guys just are absolute monsters. And then obviously the guys that surround them with the Peñas and Diaz, the catcher, all these other guys, it's going to be a really, really good team in Houston. They made it to seven straight American League Championship Series. So until they don't do that, I can't really bet against them. They are the Chiefs of Major League Baseball. It feels like the season's going to go by. There's going to be a lot of games, 162. The Astros are kind of going to get lost in the pack. They might suffer some injuries. We're going to have some surprise teams like the Orioles from last year. We're going to have some teams like the Rangers who get off to a hot start. Everybody's just going to kind of forget about the Astros. And then we look up in September and October. They're going to be right there, and they're probably going to win the American League once again. So we got the Astros. I like them in the AL. Some teams I would look out for. The Yankees, I don't really love this season. As much as I like the Astros pitching staff, the Yankees, I have a bunch of concerns. Garrett Cole is hurt. He's going to start the season on the DL. He's obviously the one guy that they can really rely on. Outside of Garrett Cole, there's a lot of question marks. Marcus Stroman, Carlos Rodon. You don't know what you're going to get out of any of these guys. Nestor Cortez was an all-star a couple years ago. Can he get back to that form? And then their lineup on paper, sure, looks great. Judge, Soto, Stanton, LeMahieu, awesome. Can they stay healthy? I mean, that's the big question. Aaron Judge is one of the best players in baseball. A guy really hasn't put together a ton of healthy seasons where he's been able to play 150 games. So the Yankees, look, in that ballpark with that lineup, not making the playoffs last year, they're going to be good, it seems. But health is going to play a big part of their season, and it's not starting off great with Garrett Cole on the DL. So we'll see what happens with the Yanks. The Rangers are a team that obviously won the World Series last year. Their lineup is going to be disgusting. We talk about the Braves lineup, but man, this Rangers lineup, with all the young talent that they're bringing in too, Evan Carter, we kind of got a glimpse of him in the postseason last year. Wait until you guys see this Wyatt Langford kid coming out of Florida. He's ridiculous. You obviously got Adolis Garcia. You got Simeon. You got Seager. You got Josh Young. All these guys. That lineup's going to be nasty. Now, they do have Max Scherzer. They have Nathan Eovaldi. They have some of these veteran pitchers, John Gray. They're going to need to be really good again for Texas. Have some question marks about the back end of their bullpen, which was really good for them in the postseason. At the end of the regular season, it was terrible, but they flipped the switch and they were great in the postseason. They're going to need that to happen again. And then the Orioles are obviously a team that a lot of people are excited about. Bradish coming back would be huge. Jackson Holliday living up to the hype would be massive as well. To me, it still feels like maybe another year for the Orioles, potentially. I like the Astros to win the American League. That would be my pick at plus 360. Let's go to Model Making Money now and check in with Lucy Burge. And man, is it a big day for Lucy Burge. We're debuting the new show of Bet Slips and Bat Flips right here on the BetQL Network coming up at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. You can catch Lucy and Jay Kassan as well. So, Lucy, the show starts in about 47, 48 minutes. Tell everybody what to look forward to, not only today, but all throughout the baseball season.
Yes, PJ, hello. The countdown clock is on to the debut of this show. Say that name five times fast, PJ. Bet Slips and Bat Flips. It is with Jay Kassan. We will be doing the show 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 2 to 2:30 Eastern on the BetQL Network right here on Twitch. And you can subscribe everywhere you get your podcasts. And also people can send in their questions and comments and we will answer them on the show. Jake and I are both huge baseball fans. So we will be talking about baseball, having a lot of fun, but also talking about our bets each day. today. Today, we will be doing some futures, of course, and I have some exciting futures to talk about. And of course, we'll be doing a little bit of Shohei Ohtani. So I'm trying to suss out this situation and really decide what side I'm on. So I think we'll figure it out today. We'll figure out what's really going on with Shohei Ohtani and so much more today.
Love it. Can't wait to watch. Yeah, you mentioned saying that name five times fast, Lucy. Yeah. Something
I'm
going
to have to do it every day,
sure.
PJ.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how you're going to do it. Something would slip for me. It's going to be great. Before we get into some baseball talk, I want to get your thoughts on some of the future market. What are the five-star plays that the BetQL model has for us today?
Yeah, so five-star play from BetQL model is in the NHL. It is Red Wings Capitals under 6. The Capitals hit the under in their last game, which was a 3-0 win over the Jets. And the Red Wings are also coming off of hitting the under in a 1-0 loss to the Predators. And at home, the Capitals are 16-19 on the over-under. And overall, they're 32-25-3 on the over-under. And the Red Wings have also hit the under in 3 of their last 6 games. So the BetQL model loves the under of 6 goals here in Red Wings Capitals for tonight.
All right, very nice. And then Lucy, what about you? What are some of your best bets for today?
Yes, my first one is my long shot pick in the NHL for our BetQL.com long shots article. This is the Stars to win by 1 over the Sharks plus 700 at BetMGM. The Stars have won their last 4 games, their last 4 on the road, and 5 of their last 6 games on the road, while the Sharks have lost their last 7 games. They have lost last two at home, 9 of their last 10 games at home. The Sharks are coming off of a loss by 1, and the Stars and Sharks also faced each other in back-to-back games earlier this month. The Stars won by 1 goal in both of those matchups, so I like them to win by 1 once again tonight. That is plus 700 at BetMGM. And then going to the NBA. So the Mavericks, I had them, they were underdogs plus 1. I just want to take their money line, honestly, against the Kings. So Mavericks money line against the Kings. They have been dominant lately, the Mavericks have. They have covered their last 2 spreads, 8 of their last 9 spreads. They are 1-point underdogs tonight. They are basically even on the money line. The Kings have failed to cover in 3 of their last 6 games, 2 of their last 3 at home, and 7 of their last 10 at home. There's also a BetQL trend, PJ, that favors the Mavericks here. Dallas is 14-4 against the spread, revenging a loss against an opponent while on the road this season. That is exactly the spot they are in tonight. So I like the Mavericks money line or plus 1 tonight against the Kings.
All right, very nice. Bet in the NHL, a bet in the NBA from Lucy. Now we got to talk about your wheelhouse, Major League Baseball. So Thursday's the big day. We got opening day. We had the Dodgers and the Padres out in South Korea. We got a little taste of it, but now everybody else gets their taste. We got games all day. Lucy, you see the spreads, you see the pitching matchups. What are the games that stick out to you? What are some bets that you like for opening day?
Yeah, well, of course, Red Sox money line. You know, they open the season as underdogs. Obviously. It's really surprising. Yeah. So that's not an official bet for me yet, but my favorite bet of the day is from my favorite game of the day on opening day, Braves-Phillies. I'm going with Braves money line against the Phillies here. Spencer Strider will be on the mound for the Braves. Zach Wheeler for the Phillies. I think this will be a close game. That's why I'm really excited about this. These are two powerhouse teams, but I think the Braves will end up with the victory to start the season behind Spencer Strider. So I like Braves money line minus 125. I saw this at BetMGM.
Can't wait for that. Oh man, what a great series to open up opening day. Braves and Phillies, gonna be good stuff. So that's what you like on opening day, Lucy. What about season long bets? Give me your favorite futures bet in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, well, as I have said on here before, PJ, Tristan Casas, AL MVP, like that very much. But my other favorite one I will be talking about on Bet Slips and Bat Flips, it might have to do with Chris Sale. And it might be perhaps an NL pitching award that might be named after Cy Young for Chris Sale this season. So I like that very much. I think Chris Sale is going to have a ironically healthy year now that he doesn't play for the Red Sox anymore. That would just be the luck of the Red Sox for Chris Sale to have a completely healthy year. Not only healthy, but a Cy Young worthy year. I think Chris Sale, I think Chris Sale will win the NL Cy Young this year. But I will discuss that more on bet slips and bat flips.
That's what we call a tease in the business. Yeah. You're just going to have to tune in.
Just reveal the information.
Time. That's exactly right. Lucy Burge, Jay Kassan, they'll break it down for you. Make sure you catch out on the new show, Bet Slips and Bat Flips. Lucy, congratulations. Very happy for you. Can't wait to watch. And looking forward to having you back on the show later on this week.
Yes, PJ, I will be back on later. And I will see you all here on the BetQL Network in a bit for Bet Slips and Bat Flips.
Looking forward to it. Can't wait. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. And once more, we got a new show today, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. It's going down this afternoon. Join Lucy Burge, Jake Hassan for the debut of Bet Slips and Bat Flips. You can tune in every day to get the edge on all things baseball. Jake and Lucy, they're going to break down the day's games. They're going to dish out prop strategies and even talk some college baseball as well. Plus, they want you to be a part of the action. Send in your best bets, get in on the fun. You can catch the first pitch tomorrow, today, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on BetQL, Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, or wherever you listen to your podcast. So make sure you don't miss out. It's a lot like our show, but just baseball edition. It's going to be awesome. 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you check it out. Coming up in about 41 minutes. Parley 69, I see you got a basketball question for us, my friend. OKC minus one and CJ McCollum over 4.5 assists at plus 225. I like your McCollum play. I have something in the OKC New Orleans game coming up in PJ's plays. I'll let you know what that is, but I do like McCollum over 4.5 assists. Moist Cupcakes 11, congrats to Lucy. Absolutely, definitely echo those sentiments. Very happy for Lucy. Can't wait for her and Jake show coming up at Slips and Bat Flips, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a Tee It Up Tuesday. It's time to talk some golf. Texas Children's Houston Open this week at Memorial Park. They play here every year in Houston, but this used to be an event that took place in the fall. Now it is taking place in the spring. This is one of the tougher courses that they play on the PGA Tour year after year that's not a major golf course. The field this week is pretty solid. You got the best golfer on the planet, Scottie Scheffler, at a plus 275. Wyndham Clark's at 12-1. Willie Z's at 18-1. Sahith Theegala, 20-1. Tony Finau, 22-1. Jason Day, 25-1. I'll just start with Scottie Scheffler's price at plus 275. There are a lot of people out there that are afraid to bet Scheffler now because his price is so low, right? In every tournament, he tees it up, especially when the fields are really good. He's a plus 700. He's a plus 800. He's a plus 500. This week, he's a plus 275. I know when you bet golf, you always want to hit the 100-1, the 70-1, the 50-1. No, when you bet golf, all you want to do is you want to hit winners. And if Scottie Scheffler is playing like Tiger Woods, then there's a good chance that he's probably going to win the tournament. Now, I don't know if he's going to win this week, but don't be shied off by not betting Scottie Scheffler just because he's a 275. He is on another level right now. He has been, his ball striking over the last couple of years has been insanely good. We know the one weakness in his game has been his putting. Well, he's starting to improve with the flat stick. And now that he is and everything's coming together, I mean, you can see the results, right? He won at the Arnold Palmer. He won at the Players' Championship. The guy is insanely good. So I know that you don't want to bet Scheffler because it's boring and anybody can do that and the price isn't that good. Folks, we bet this stuff to make money. And you know what's a good option in golf is to bet on Scottie Scheffler. Again, I don't love him this week, but for the Masters, like, yeah, I'm gonna bet Scottie, even if he's plus 550, sure, he's already won there. And again, he's the best player on the planet. So I know a lot of people get scared off of Scheffler because, you know, his prices aren't that long. And like, you don't wanna bet on the number one guy, but Scottie just wins, man. And at the end of the day, only one of these guys can win this thing, and it's normally him. So don't be afraid, moral of the story, to bet Scottie Scheffler if you think that he's going to win. With all that being said, very tough course this week. It's a par 70, 7,412 yards, 5 par 3s this week, and 3 par 5s, right? So you're going to want guys that are good iron players. It's a very long course. They're playing in Houston. Wind could be a little bit of a factor. These greens are very tough. You got to be accurate. There are a lot of false fronts. If you miss in the wrong spots, you could have some very tough putts, some very tough chips with your ball rolling off the green. And then also, stuff that you're looking for this week, the kind of golfers that you want to back, you want guys that play tough golf courses pretty well. Bogey avoidance is going to be a major key. You're going to want very good scramblers, and you're going to want good ball strikers. Again, because you're going to have some tough putts, you're going to have some tough chips. You got to be accurate. This is a long course where you're going to have to be good and precise with your distance, and you got to be dialed into some of these flag sticks, and you can't make the big numbers. A lot of the times, if you're just at even par, one under at this tournament, you're going to finish in like the top 40, the top 30. So it's a tough course. It's a tough course for sure. Outside of the majors, this is one of the courses where, you know, guys who win it are normally like in the high single digits, maybe the low double digits, 12, 11 under par, something like that. I'd look at Wyndham Clark at 12-1. Wyndham is a guy who is very good at avoiding bogeys. He's very good scrambler. He's a good long iron player as well. Wyndham Clark at 12-1, I like. Also like Tom Hoagie at 45-1 as well. Dude is so good with his irons, and this kind of course, you got to be good with their irons. Aaron Rye is another guy that I would look at as well. Last two times he's played here, he's finished in the top 20. Another guy's a very good iron player. But my pick to win this week, folks, if you want a nice little long shot, give me Bob McIntyre at 100-1. Bobby Mack can play in the wind, which is something that you might have to do this week in Houston. He's also an excellent iron player, long irons, and with this course having five par threes, you're going to have to use irons. With this course being a par 70 and 7,400 yards, you better be able to make some pars on some 480, 490 yard par fours. Bobby Mack's going to be able to do that for us. He plays tough course as well. That's the guy that I would look at this week at 100-1. Wyndham Clark, Tom Hoagie, Aaron Rye, Bobby McIntyre. Those are the guys that I am looking at this week in the golf at the Texas Children's Houston Open. All right, let's go to Off the Glass, talk some Sweet 16. We broke down all the games on the show yesterday. If you missed it, you can go check out the Send It In podcast. Gave out all my picks. We're going to talk about all of the Thursday games tomorrow as well, so don't worry. Today, though, we're going to get into my favorite underdogs in the Sweet 16. We're going to start with the Clemson Tigers at plus 7.5 against Arizona. Like Clemson in this matchup. Clemson is a team that it's really all about matchups for them. You look at their first two games in the NCAA tournament against New Mexico and against Baylor. Both of those teams very good on offense. You look at some of the teams that Clemson beat this season in the non-conference in ACC play. They beat Carolina. They lost to Duke by one. They beat Bama and Tuscaloosa. They beat TCU. All these teams are good in transition. All these teams have elite offenses. And some of these teams play at a very fast tempo. Arizona is a very good offense that plays at a very fast tempo. And think about how good odds makers have been in the tournament with Arizona thus far, right? 20.5 against Long Beach State, they won by 20. They were 9.5 against Dayton, they won by 10. They're 7.5 against Clemson. It's probably going to be right around the number, but because of the matchup for Clemson, I give them the edge. I think they're going to cover this spread. I'd take the Tigers. I also like NC State plus 6.5 against Marquette. I'd keep riding the NC State wave, folks. The only double-digit seed that we have in the Sweet 16. I think DJ Burns, the big fella for NC State, is going to be a tough matchup for the Golden Eagles. Oso Iguodaro is a really good big man. He's kind of like a stretch five to an extent. He doesn't shoot many threes, but he's super athletic, and you can put him out outside the three-point line to set screens. He's also great for alley-oops. But Burns is going to have so much beef over Iguodaro, who's kind of a skinnier guy. I think that could be a tough matchup for them. I also think about all the survivor pools when I get to this point in the tournament. I know a bunch of you guys are in your survivors. You know on Friday, everybody's going to take Marquette against NC State, and that always makes me nervous when everybody is going to be on the same team. I'll take the Wolfpack, plus 6.5. I also like Bama, plus 2.5 in the first half against UNC. I went back and looked at Bama's non-conference schedule, right? I'm a Bama fan. I watched every game they play, and they have played a lot of good teams in the non-conference this year. They played Creighton, they played Purdue, and they played Arizona. Do you want to know the similarities with all three of those games? All of those games were really tight at halftime. Against Purdue, Bama was up 49-47 at halftime. Against Creighton, Bama was tied 44-44. And against Arizona, the Zona was up 41-40 against Bama in that game. So all three of those games, it was 2 points or less. Bama was winning against Purdue. They were trailing Arizona by one. They were tied with Creighton. All those games were high scoring as well. I'd look for a first half over. But Bama keeps it close in the first 20 with these really good teams. They're playing another one in Carolina. I'll take Bama in the first half. And then Creighton plus 2.5 against Tennessee. This is just all about not trusting Rick Barnes. It looks like the same old Tennessee to me. Creighton had their survive in advance game against Oregon. I'll take the Blue Jays plus the 2.5 against the Vols. All right, time to wrap up the show now with PJ's plays here on Send It In. The prop lock that we're going to go with today, Luka Doncic over 9.5 rebounds against the Kings. Luka has had 10 or more rebounds in 10 of his last 12 games. We'll gladly take the over 9.5 against the Kings tonight. Stay away game is going to be the Warriors at the Heat. Golden State's favored by 1.5. Feels like a low scoring game that comes right down to the wire. So I'm going to stay away from Golden State and Miami. My dog of the day, this is for you, Parley. I'm going to be on the other side of you, my friend. I'm going to take the Pelicans tonight, -105 against OKC. Think it's going to be an awesome basketball game. Think it might be the best game to bet live just because the spread is like a pick 'em. And obviously, this being the NBA, both teams could go on a game of runs. I'll take the Pelicans, though, to win it against OKC. Shawnee Sharp's going with Damian Lillard over 23.5 points tonight against the Lakers. And my best bet, as I just alluded to, I'll take Bama in the first half, +2.5 against UNC in the Sweet 16 on Thursday. B. Mills, how does PJ like Georgia +8.5 tonight and Indiana State money line also? B. Mills, those are the two plays that I am on tonight in the NIT. I like Georgia, think it's too many points. I like Indiana State as well. I think Indiana State is out to make a case against the committee for leaving them out of the NCAA tournament. To recap our best bets for today, Luka over 9.5 rebounds against the Kings. Warriors Heat is our stay away game. Pelicans, our dog of the day against the Thunder. Bama in the first half against UNC. Thanks again to Andy Costa, Lucy Burge for joining us. Make sure you download the Send It In podcast. Listen, rate, subscribe, and let us know what you think. Also, check out Bet Slips and Bat Flips coming up 30 minutes, 2 p.m. Eastern time. We'll see you guys right back here tomorrow for another great day of Send It In.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.